Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. And welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and we are back for our final series on cravings. So this is the number 7 cause of cravings. Listen in. We're going to talk about the seven causes of cravings. So our final video on cravings. And I really hope you have been able to find some valuable information that you truly can see that by focusing on diet, lifestyle, and nutrition, you really can make a difference with your cravings. So let's finish off this series with our number 7 cause, and that is poor sleep. So if you're really struggling with those sugar, carbs, salty, crunchy cravings, you might want to think about your sleep habits. So what is considered healthy? What should adults be sleeping to have good, healthy behaviors? All healthy adults should be sleeping 7 to 9 hours a night. And we have 90-minute sleep cycles. So every 90 minutes, we go through another cycle of sleep. And so that means we should have at least 5 of them, and that would get us to 7.5 hours. The cool thing is with our sleep cycles that if you wake up in the middle of a sleep cycle, you're going to feel more groggy and not as rested. Whereas if you wake up at the end of a 90-minute sleep cycle, you're going to feel more rested and like you slept and had a great night of sleep. So for this, if you're doing 90-minute cycles, this gets you to 7.5 hours. So if you're really sleeping 7 hours, you're missing that very last 30 minutes of your sleep cycle. So you may wake up not feeling as refreshed. So play around with that as you're trying to determine how you can get the 7 to 9 hours in every night and really focusing on your sleep hygiene. But what does the research say about poor sleep? So if we're really struggling with sleep and we rarely get 7 hours in, let alone 9 hours, what does the research tell us is going to happen? 2018 in the Journal of Sleep Research, they find that just by increasing total sleep minutes from 21 to 177 minutes, they found that your appetite was decreased, your desire for sweet and salty things decreased, and the desire for dairy-free, sugary foods decreased. So just even 20 minutes, an additional 20 minutes can make a difference in controlling your cravings and your desire for foods that are not going to help you maintain a healthy weight. In the Journal of Appetite in 2018, they found that a lack of sleep increased your desire for high-fat, sweet foods, and it changed the behavior towards more sweet and savory foods. So just by getting inadequate sleep, you are going to be more drawn to those sweet and savory foods. In the Journal of Nutrients in 2019, they also found, now this was in adolescents, but in general, we can all understand that this can translate and give us information as well. So poor sleep, didn't matter if it was, you know, in quantity or quality, so the hours or how well they slept, they found that they had more frequent food cravings and they had worse diet quality. So we do find that teens typically do have a poor diet. This is when they're eating more junk food and eating more fast foods and things that are not healthy for them. And some of it can be driven by poor sleep, because many of them need, you know, 9, 10, 11 hours of sleep a night, and rarely are they getting that consistently. So that could be a driver of why they are making poor food choices. In the Journal of Nutrients in 2019 as well, this study was done on normal weight women who habitually slept 7 to 9 hours a night. Now, they split this group up, so they were already good at sleeping 7 to 9 hours a night. And the control group, they didn't have to change a thing. They got to sleep their normal 7 to 9 hours a night. The test group, they decreased their sleep by 33%. And this is what they found. The test group found that they had increased hunger, tiredness, and sleepiness. And they also found that they had higher portion sizes than usual and an increase in their food reward. So they were really struggling with just cutting that by 30%. So not that much, but still it significantly impacted their food choices the next day. So if you are really struggling with cravings, don't forget about your sleep, because this really could be the driver, and you don't have to focus on all those other things. You just really need to focus on your sleep. So I hope that has helped, and I hope these videos have given you a little hope, given you a little insight, and provided you some strategies to move forward and get control of your cravings.